Robbie, it's difficult to find a question I haven't already asked you about conceding late goals. So, have you come up with anything new?
Yeah, I scored the second and the third goal and put the game to bed. I mean, we had so many opportunities to finish it off. And then, obviously, if the scoreline is 1-0, it's always on the balance. And, you know, the opposition then throws everything at you. And obviously, yeah, we made a mistake there. But we should have never been in a situation like that, because we had so many opportunities to just score the second and third goal, and the game should have been over much earlier than that.
And what about the defensive side of it? I mean, what is it that it needed to see a game out at 1-0, even if you're having to throw everything in the way, just see the game out?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we tried to do again today. I think we were the dominating team again in the second half and scored the goal and were very dangerous in many occasions as well. And we have plenty of people to defend that corner as well. And obviously, you know, keeper decided to come out, didn't quite get a punch to it, and then, you know, they headed it back in and into the back of the net. So there isn't a magic stick to it. You know, it's we need to get one over the line to be able to believe that we can do that. And, you know, we're licking our wounds again here.
Is your patience wearing thin with it? Because the amount of points you've dropped from a winning position is terrifying at the moment.
Yeah, too many. I mean, it's too many points that we dropped from leading positions, and it's really disappointing also, because, you know, we did so much right to win the game, and then you look at the end result, and it's another draw that doesn't really help us that much.
How much pressure does this pile on the next game, if you like?
Yeah, of course. Every game that you don't win puts a bit more pressure on the next one. That's how it is in football.